Clutter comes in more forms than physical belongings or things that we can see or actually touch. Purging our lives of mental clutter, emotional clutter, digital clutter, it's all equally as important as removing the physical clutter from our homes. Are you dreaming of an orderly and organized home with little to no clutter? A home that functions for the needs of your family, a schedule that feels manageable, and routines that reduce stress and overwhelm while making daily tasks easier? You are in the right place. Welcome to the Intentional Edit Podcast, where you will discover the tools you need to bring order to your home, simplify daily struggles, reduce clutter, and finally get organized. I'm Lauren. I'm here to assist you on the journey to simplicity so you can go from feeling like you're barely surviving to finally thriving. My passion is helping busy families eliminate clutter, get organized, and create intentional routines that streamline everything so they can be free from the never-ending cycle of overwhelm and have more time to spend together doing what they truly enjoy. Get ready for solutions to conquer the clutter, claim control with intentional systems and routines that simplify daily tasks and chores, get dinner on the table with meal planning strategies, stop feeling like you will never be caught up, and remove the overwhelming, unorganized parts of life to bring simplicity to your life and home. It's time to reduce the mess and stress less, say goodbye to the clutter, and hello to an orderly and organized home. Hey friends, today we are going to talk about clutter, and I know it's something that we talk a lot about here. It's often a topic of the different episodes because removing clutter is super important. It's really an essential step when you are in the headspace that you want to simplify your life, you want to organize your home. Removing the clutter is an essential part of that process. You have to remove the clutter, or getting organized is simply just not possible. Clutter is really a thief of many things because it takes up our space, it takes away our time, it adds to the stress in our lives. Clutter does a lot of things more than we typically think about. We typically focus on the frustration and the annoyance of seeing the clutter because that is a visual clutter. One way to instantly feel relief is to declutter or to purge. We use those words interchangeably. So you can say you want to purge some things, or you're going to declutter a room in your home or a specific area. When it's bothering you, then all of a sudden you feel better when it's clean and that visual clutter is gone. It could be clearing off the kitchen table or a dining table or the kitchen counters or a workspace or your office or any area or room or particular space that is bothering you and it's causing you stress. Once you remove the clutter, remove the excess, and put that stuff away and get it out of that space, that area that was stressful and bothering you and irritating to you, now you can have that immediate feeling of relief and satisfaction. So we know just from doing little projects here and there with purging, we know that the decluttering feels good. We know that when you remove the clutter from one space and then you see it without the visual clutter there, it feels better to be in that space. When we are feeling stressed and irritable and we have this cluttered environment, that cluttered environment is going to magnify those feelings of stress and irritation. It's proven that people calm down quicker in a room that has less clutter. When I get to talk with you and find out why are people listening to this podcast, what information do you want? The usual responses I get is something like, you want to be more organized, you want to learn how to declutter, you want to learn how to organize better, you want to learn how to make life easier, the day-to-day things easier, you are stressed out and frustrated, and you simply need help. So you're listening today for probably a few different reasons, because in the grand scheme of things, you want to simplify. You want routines in your home that make life easier, and that includes having an organized home, a clutter-free home, a house that stays picked up and orderly, and we kind of lump all those things together and say, we want a simplified home. That's what I call simplifying your home, simplifying your life. So you're listening today because you want to be more organized. That's one of those things. Or you want the day-to-day tasks to be easier. You are most likely in a position right now, and you probably have been for some time, where you're tired, you're frazzled, and you feel like it's almost impossible to get your home cleaned up, to get your home organized, to finally get rid of all the excess that you don't want. And this is something that you really want to do, but it almost seems like an impossible task. And I promise you, it is not. If I was writing this out, I would put that in capital letters. N-O-T, it's not impossible. It's very much possible. A simplified home is the goal, and that is absolutely attainable. The transformation can happen. It takes time. It takes effort. But once you get to that endpoint, and there is an ongoing process with this, but once you get to reach some of those goals where you have simplified, you have organized, you have decluttered, it is an extraordinary place to be, a feeling of freedom, and just this weight is lifted off of you where you feel much lighter. It doesn't matter if it takes months, and usually it does. When you are tackling a project like decluttering and organizing and implementing those systems and routine in an entire household, the results are going to be the same. Many, many, many things like the day-to-day tasks and chores become easier. That is a result that everyone has. When you simplify your home, that means you are making those day-to-day tasks and chores happen with less effort. You're getting more done with less effort. So it becomes less stressful. Life seems lighter. It seems like you go about doing things with less effort. And your stress and your overwhelm, those are things that are reduced significantly. That's why, because I have seen this happen over and over again, I think that's why I am so passionate about this, because I see the results. I have seen so many families go from stressed out, irritated, a cluttered home, an environment that doesn't feel good to be in, and a brain that is very scattered and all over the place because you have so much to do and so much clutter that is bogging down your mind. Once you simplify and reduce the clutter, the stress is reduced, the overwhelm is pretty much gone, and you are finally in a place where you get to focus on other things that are much more important to you, things that you actually want to be focusing on. When I get messages or emails from people that are in the process of completing through the Simplified Home Masterclass, they're working through the different modules and either purging or they've gotten to the organizing step in different rooms. They often mention something in different ways, but they are more aware of the areas of life that are adding to stress. It is amazing what happens when we remove the physical clutter and the visual clutter. When that's gone, what we can take in, what we can absorb, what we kind of notice around us and what's happening, it's like it frees up this space in our brain so that we're more aware of other things. And one mom recently said to me that getting all the extra stuff out of her house was really an eye-opening experience because she was finally able to see how she was stuck in this pattern of constantly people-pleasing. And she was letting people take up her time and scheduling things and committing and really, really letting people use her time when those relationships were actually stealing from the things and the other people that were so much more important to her, the most important people to her. She was like physically bogged down with her schedule, and she was constantly stressed out and really struggling emotionally by the clutter and the lack of systems, and the intentional routines were not there yet. And once the clutter was gone, the physical clutter was gone, then she was able to see these other types of clutter that were adding to her stress. They were adding to the daily burden. Sometimes things that we think we should be doing, or things that we think that we should be spending time on, or people that we think we should be spending time with, or maybe we're not even thinking about it, we just are. We're in this routine And we're spending time doing things or participating in activities. We think we should be participating in them, or we might simply just be doing them because it's something we've been doing for a long time, so we do it over and over again. Those are actually taking away from our lives rather than adding to them in a positive way. Now, there are a few types of clutter that become more obvious, like in that example that I just gave, when we have taken the time to remove the physical clutter in our rooms or our homes or our offices, whatever space you're decluttering. Once you remove that physical clutter and you do the purging, then visually your home or your space feels significantly better. You feel lighter. It feels better to be in this room with less clutter. And that's why it becomes more obvious the other types of clutter. I'm always going to encourage you, and I'm going to teach you the different ways to declutter your home, that physical clutter. So I will continue to share that information because I know how powerful the results are when you declutter. And I know that doing that and learning the proper ways to remove the clutter from your home and get organized, it helps you free up your time. It helps you get your life back. Decluttering helps your mind. It helps the room that you're in. It helps you de-stress. It reduces the overwhelm. There are so many benefits to decluttering. And in the big picture of life, other things happen when we declutter. What do we need to declutter in addition to physical possessions? That's what I want to get into in this episode because it's been coming up more and more as people move through the Simplified Home Masterclass, as people are reaching out to me and talking about the results and kind of sharing what's happening as they go through this process. And removing the physical clutter is making it so that we become more aware of some of the other things that are filling our life that would be other types of clutter. If you find yourself where you have little moments here or there where you're noticing something or you're realizing or recognizing that there's different things in your life that are taking away from or preventing you from making progress towards that simplified life, or things in like your overall life that you want to change, or the way that you want to be living, the way that you want to be doing things, and you're noticing like, if I wasn't doing this, I could be doing this. Or if you're coming away from different situations where you're feeling extremely discouraged or defeated, or like the energy has just been taken from you, instead of going to these different activities or events or spending time with people where you feel uplifted and like it gives you energy. If it's a situation where it's taking energy away, that might be a form of clutter, a different type of clutter than physical clutter, but it could be contributing to the overall clutter in your life instead of contributing to fulfilling you and adding to the positivity and the good experiences in your life. When we hear about like the other types of clutter, the most common categories are usually the physical clutter. Of course, that's going to be the most common when anyone refers to the word clutter. You're going to think of physical items, things that you can see and touch. That's always going to be number one. But then the other common types of clutter would be emotional, mental, digital, and spiritual clutter. So everything else in our lives can kind of be put into those categories. And most of those things we want to be positive. When they're not, we can look at them and then, based on the categories, identify them as being a type of clutter or not. So when you're looking into any of these mental, emotional, spiritual, digital clutter, when you're looking into any of those, or really all of those, a solid approach is to set boundaries that feel good for you. You want to set boundaries that feel good for you as an individual or that are appropriate for your family. And it goes both ways. If you have a friend or a family member that is making an effort to rebalance their life and simplify, they might set boundaries as well. And you might not love what that looks like because maybe they are pulling back as they are trying to rebalance and set up their lives to have the most success for the well-being of their families. So respecting the boundaries that other people set is extremely important. when people make changes, oftentimes change is hard to accept at first, but we need to respect those boundaries that other people are setting as well. And then setting an expectation for other people that you are going to do the same, that's also extremely healthy. I've talked to counselors and therapists, the way that we respect other people's boundaries and the way that we have an expectation, make it very clear if we are making changes in our life and in setting up new boundaries, be clear and make sure that you're following through. It can be hard to do, but it is super healthy and beneficial in the long run. So depending on the mental state that someone is in, whether this be you or a friend or whoever is going to be making these changes, those boundaries may come from a place of what looks like self-preservation. Life looks different from the day to day in the different phases and the different seasons that we're in. And sometimes we can allow for a large amount, like we have the capability to allow for a large amount of capacity of outside people and outside things and commitments and a busy schedule. And other times we have the limited ability or the limited capacity to have so much coming from the outside, like the influences, the obligations, the commitments, or anything that takes our energy and that uses our energy and takes up our time. What we have the capacity for at different phases and seasons of life, it's going to change. So setting boundaries and following through to be able to declutter the other areas, the spiritual, emotional, mental, digital, those other types of clutter, that is extremely important. It's not just the physical clutter. It's often vulnerable or uncomfortable when we're talking about clutter that people can't see, but it's super important and beneficial for you and for your family to kind of do a deep dive. And you might want to even get more like outside help to figure out what this looks like. It requires a different type of discipline to follow through. But if we're being mindful and we're removing the things in life that are not serving us, just like with physical clutter, we're removing the things that are the items that we don't need, we don't use, we don't want. Those items are not serving us. They're burdening us. They are causing us to add to the stress in our lives. Removing the same things, the things that are not serving you when it comes to the mental or emotional or digital clutter, if it's not serving you, it's going to benefit your family and make an enormous positive impact for the long term if you make those changes. And when things are dragging you down and they're taking away from the life you want to be living, make a note, give yourself a few minutes and identify, are these things another type of clutter? Is this something that I could subtract from my life instead of adding on another thing that's taking up my time and that I'm spending my energy on when it's something that really is not necessary and it's not helping the situation right now? If you think about a glass of water or any type of cup, like a clear glass cup with water in it, and where is that water? Is that water half full? Ask yourself if the things you're recommitting to when you're visualizing this glass of water, if you're going to recommit to someone or you are making plans with a person or what people are you spending time with, are doing these things, are participating in this commitment, is spending time with this person, are these things adding more water to your cup? Are they filling the glass full of water? If they are, that's a positive thing. Are they filling that cup with more water or is something else happening? Is participating in that event? Is volunteering in this situation? Is continuing to work at a toxic job? Is going out with people or spending time with people, a certain person? Is it taking away? Do you feel like the glass is empty or almost empty? You're almost running out of water. You're really thirsty, but that glass of water doesn't have any water left when you do those things, when you participate. Whatever this looks like, if you're adding the water or if you're taking it away, when you visualize this glass of water and what's happening when you are spending time doing something, and like with digital clutter, are you spending too much time on Instagram or some type of social media or playing a game? Are you using that to numb out and you need something to have kind of that relaxing time, but you're spending so much time on this that instead of it being something that replenishes you and fills that glass of water up, it's taking from the glass of water and it's emptying the glass of water. That would be digital clutter. Are you in a place where you feel like you don't have time for the things that would fall into the spiritual clutter category? If you could add that to your life, it might be helpful and enhance in some other areas, and it would fill that glass up. What is happening? And again, this is something that is individual for you. What is filling the cup? What is draining the cup? If you're doing anything that takes up time or that takes up your energy, is that something that is draining the water or is it filling the cup? It's time to let that thing go if it is taking water from that glass. If it's adding to it, it's a positive aspect of your life right now for this season. Whatever you're doing, whatever we're talking about, it might be letting go is a forever thing. It's something that has not served you for a long time. It is a negative thing in your life, and that means letting go forever. But a lot of the time, we're just modifying things and we're letting go for a season. We're making a change for a season. We're withdrawing from some things or we're adding something for a specific time in our lives. And again, it's individual to where we live, what's going on, the needs of our family, our individual needs. How can we be the best version of ourselves and for ourselves and for our family? It doesn't matter. You don't have to make the decision right now. But letting go when it's taking the water, when it's emptying the water from the cup, that's going to help you more than you probably realize in this moment. As you spend a time identifying, like as you are moving through life, I want you to just kind of keep this in the back of your mind. And you can identify these things as they come up with the other types of clutter. The things that are happening, the things that you might sign up for or you are dreading doing. What are those things? Identify them, and do they fit into one of those other categories for the clutter? Could they be a type of mental clutter? Could they be a type of digital clutter? Are they taking away from your life? And if they are, and you identify that and you want to make a change, then that means setting intentional boundaries around what is staying in this season of life right now. You're not making a decision that has to last 30 years or 10 years or even 2 years. You're making a decision for what is necessary today, so that you can be that best version of yourself and be healthy and thriving for your family. So when you come up with these things that you're going to set boundaries around, what is staying in this season and what are you going to make an effort to let go of or get rid of? Remind yourself that you're focusing on yourself, you're focusing on the well-being of yourself, you're focusing on your family, and you're making good choices, you're making positive choices, and you are doing your best to be your best. In order to feel better, in order to be less stressed, in order to be less overwhelmed, in order to feel good or even just feel okay, you have to, let's go back to the glass of water, you have to fill your cup. And that means removing clutter. That means removing all types of clutter. The physical clutter is a great starting point, but if you're at a place where you are noticing these other things, like so many of the people that I talk to, where they've noticed these other things that are taking them away from the life they want to be living, that means we're removing the clutter. We're doing more things that bring you joy, that make you happy, and we're doing those as often as you can. You're spending time with the people that you want to be spending time with. You're filling your days with more. You want them to look more like what you desire. Many times that is simplicity, so you have time for a little bit of fun. And you're making changes that move towards that. When something brings you joy, you want to do that as often as you can without the constant nagging or that constant pressure of the other types of clutter adding to the chaos and overwhelm. So think about some of the things that we have talked about today and think, how do these fit into my life? Am I noticing some of that too? And maybe you're not. Maybe you're at a place where the physical clutter is just the beginning. But if you're already on this organizing and purging and simplifying journey and you've started to notice these things, what can you remove so that your glass of water can be full instead of empty with just drops left? Take a few moments, let this sink in. Let me know how I can help you in the future. I will meet you back here next week for another episode of the Intentional Edit Podcast. Thank you for spending your time here on the Intentional Edit Podcast. You have real dreams of getting organized, making big changes, and simplifying everything at home and in life. I want to encourage you to use what you learned today and take action by implementing the solutions that were shared. Starting is often the most difficult step to take, but I know you can reach your goals when you follow a proven plan. Your actions will be inspiring to everyone around you. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to follow the show on Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review. Your positive review helps others with the same struggles discover this podcast. I'm glad you're here and you are part of our community where we encourage each other on this journey to a clutter-free, organized, and simplified home.